You know, it's a wonder I even talked to that man after what he put me through in my life. After the humiliation, the degradation he has caused me in my life. It's a wonder I even talked to that man. You know, Daddy had this thing for my girlfriend, Becky Lou Buckholzer. And I never lied. I never felt comfortable when Daddy was around with her, because he'd always be sitting with her on the couch and looking at her, and she'd be nervous about it, too. She'd always talk to me about it. It only got worse when she started staying over. When I was 18, I said, Daddy, I'm a grown man, and I love Becky Lou Buckholzer, and I'm going to marry her one day, and I want to ask your permission if she can stay over here now. He said, boy, she is a nice girl. You're a nice boy. You say you're going to marry her. That's fine with me. If she wants to spend a night in your room, she can spend a night in your room. I said, why, thank you, Daddy. He said, well, y'all continue to watch TV if you want. I'm going to turn in a little early. I said, all right, Daddy. He said, smooch on the couch if you want. I said, thank you, Daddy. Well, he went upstairs. I didn't realize it, but he went into my room and crawled underneath the bed. Well, needless to say, me and Becky Lou Buckholzer having permission for her to stay over, we was kind of excited, so we went upstairs. About 20 minutes later, we get in the bed. I don't know that Daddy is underneath the bed. And I commenced to tear that thing up. Meanwhile, Daddy's grooving on everything. He could hear every sound, every word. And when at last my teeth clenched and my eyes scrunched shut and I said, I didn't notice from underneath the bed came. I didn't notice. Because I was already involved. You don't think of a thing like that. There's somebody underneath the bed. And then Daddy would wait until we fell asleep. And then he'd go sneaking out of there. Back into his room. He encouraged her to come over. And every night she'd be there, I'd say, I can't understand why Daddy's going to bed so early. I mean, look at it, 9:30. He's in bed. I didn't know. He'd climb underneath my bed naked and wait for us. Can you imagine that? And you ask me why I need a checkup from the neck up. You ask me why I spent a fortune in therapy. My daddy was underneath that bed while I got up with my flesh. Ha 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 ha. Found out about it when Daddy made some noise under there. I mean, he broke some wind one night and about blew the mattress off the bed. I said, my God, I looked under there with Daddy. I said, Daddy, get out of there. Becky Lou screamed and she scrunched the covers around. I said, Daddy, you get out from underneath my bed. And real embarrassingly, he came out there shy. He stood there with a towel around him. I said, I can't believe you, Daddy. I can't believe you. And look underneath there. It's a mess. I ain't going under there. And we can't leave that for the maid to find. What's she going to think here? What are we going to do, Daddy? What are we going to do? He said, all right, boy, don't worry about it. We'll just call the dog.
It's alarm clock rock in the morning. The Grease Man on DC 101.